News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, you heard there that a storm Callum made landfall overnight, with coastal counties taking the brunt of the storm. The ESB is already out in force trying to restore power to around 30,000 homes affected. And with the latest of the damage, we're joined on the line by John Barry, who's the Deputy Director for Fire and Emergency Management. John, a very good morning.
Andrea, good morning.
John, what's the impact of storm Callum so far overnight?
Okay, we have been in touch with local authorities around the country this morning to get a sense of the effects that have occurred overnight. There are a number of trees down across the country. We have heard reports of a landslide in Cork. There's some disruption to transport, power lines down, as you reported yourself just there a moment ago. In terms of some of the flooding that we were anticipating, there has been some overtopping in Clontarf, but again, we're not hearing of the serious effects that we had been concerned may happen during the night. So overall, the effects of the storm seem to be a little bit less than maybe we had been concerned about.
And obviously there have been some concern as well in areas of Galway where high tide was going to pose a problem in the early hours of this morning. But I just see from even looking at Twitter from people in Galway today, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Indeed, the effects don't seem to be as severe as they might have been.
Okay, just already, while the damage may not have been as bad as maybe perhaps anticipated, the storm is obviously still passing through the country, making its way through the country, and the warnings and alerts are still in place for most of the day as well. So I assume that all of the usual rules and regulations are still in place.
That's right. The orange level warnings are still in place around the country, and we advise people to continue to be cautious this morning where people are travelling. We suggest that if they need to drive, they drive in a cautious fashion. They anticipate crosswinds, keep away from fallen trees, don't drive through floods, importantly. Then there are some small areas of localised flooding. Again, we've had reports. Importantly, in windy conditions, leave plenty of room on the road for pedestrians, cyclists, motorcyclists. Those sort of road users who may be vulnerable. Conditions vary across the country depending on the nature of what's happening locally, so we ask people to be aware of conditions locally in their own area as they move about.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to John Barry, who's the Deputy Director for Fire and Emergency Management, for joining us on the programme. We mentioned Galway there, and now with the latest on the storm in the west, we're heading to Galway to News Talk reporter Barry White. Barry, what's the latest in Galway in terms of conditions there this morning?
Hi, Andrea. Good morning. Yeah, I'm down here at the docks, and look, it seems that Galway City escaped the worst of Storm Callum last night. The worst of the storm hit here about 12:30 for about an hour. It was very windy and there was heavy rain at the stage, but it seemed to pass then. As you heard in the news earlier, 30,000 homes around the country without power, 30,000 homes and businesses without power around the country, but none of those are in County Galway. But at the docks here, the tide is very high. It is almost up at the car park. But I was speaking to Harbour Master Brian Sheridan, and he says that they're hopeful that they have escaped the worst.
We seem to have got away with it yet again. You know, it's all about timing. High water is just before 8 p.m. this morning, yet the tide surge is to peak at 9:30. So the moon will be doing its best to drag the tide out of the town before the surge peaks. The wind did not materialise, and of course the wind direction is a huge factor here. Had it been a south-southeasterly, it could have been a very different story this morning. But the quay wall is overtopped, and we're just standing here waiting until the tide starts to abate.
And people listening will probably hear the boat shaking here in the background with the tide is that high. Now you're saying 9:30. Could this get higher? Because it is actually up on the car park here as it is.
Oh, it could very well do. And normally during these conditions, we keep the dock gates. We'll keep them open for another hour as the tide starts to finally draw out of the bay. And it's always quite unusual, I see, to see the boats floating higher than the road we are standing on now.
Now, Galway City Council monitored Storm Callum throughout this week, and they were well prepared for this. Yesterday, they handed out 10,000 sandbags, and they had the Aquadam, which is a temporary dam. It's an 80-metre wall they had risen at down at the Spanish Arch. And speaking to business people down at the Spanish Arch, they were breathing a sigh of relief this morning because they were expecting the worst. And Mayor of Galway, Niamh McNeillis, he also owns Clada Jewellery, and he says he's glad that the council were well prepared for this.
Yeah, a big sigh of relief really for everybody. You've seen a lot of business owners were down here themselves, just keeping an eye on it themselves. A lot of preparation had went into last night and for this morning. But we escaped the bullet here. I mean, we're very lucky. If that wind had changed, as Brian had said there, this thing would have topped over and would have flooded out. I mean, there's parts of Salt Hill now at the moment underwater because of the topping of the promenade. But in the city centre, thankfully, all of the lessons that needed to be learned from last year have been done. So cars were taken off the roads. Sandbags were really distributed well last night in advance. And owners of homes and businesses were told, you have to take the precautions and lift everything up to a high level.
There's no such thing as over-preparation here then?
Not at all, but I really think that what we need to do now is we're going to have to be very serious about what's happened down in the Spanish Arch. Yesterday they spent all day putting up that boom. There is funding available to actually build a permanent defence system down there. And we have to start getting that work started sooner rather than later.
Okay, well, by all accounts, it appears that Galway escaped the worst of Storm Callum, so far at least. Anyway, my thanks to Newstalk reporter Barry White joining us from Galway this morning.
Okay, plenty more to come here on Newstalk Breakfast this morning with Andrea Gilligan and Paul Williams, including Irish international Gary Breen will be with us in a little while to give us his predictions as Ireland take on Denmark at the Aviva tomorrow night. Stay with us.